Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jimmy Carr. I've been described as one of the hardest working men in comedy, which is not that impressive. The hardest working man in comedy. That's like being the best looking guy in the Burns unit. Are there any Burns victims in? If there's one, there'll be lots. They tend to stick together. And we're off. It's a great feeling when you get a woman you've been chasing for miles. It's very difficult to get the first kiss right. You want to be firm, but gentle. You want to be manly, but you don't want to wake her up. My girlfriend used to smoke after sex, so we started using lubricant. Good. I was in bed with a woman recently, and she said to me, she said, I want tonight to be magical. And it was. After I fucked her, I disappeared. I see lots of couples in here. Now, give us a shout, all the couples in the room. Okay. So what do you think, just by shouting out, what do you think is the most important thing in a relationship? What do you think?
Trust.
Trust?
Sex.
What, sorry? Sorry? Communication. Could you just speak up? Sorry. It's just so it can pick it, so we can hear it on this. What is it?
Communication.
Sorry, I didn't. I'm sorry, I didn't. Just, if you could just say... Sorry, what? What, sorry? I can't believe you're still saying it. It's amazing. Any other thoughts, most important thing? Go on.
Personal grooming.
Personal grooming. Good answer. Good, super weird answer. What's going on with your man's... Has he got some huge bush, has he? The manscaping, that's what he needs to do. Any other thoughts, most important thing in a relationship? What, sorry? Did you just say tacos? Don't call it a taco, sir. The best answer I had on this, I said, what's the most important thing in a relationship? And a guy said, consent. I think I'm with you up there. I think trust is the most important thing in a relationship. Because if you're with a woman and you don't 100% trust her, how do you know she's not going to tell your wife? Whenever I'm in the changing room at the gym, I'm always embarrassed by the fact my penis is so much bigger than everyone else's. But then, in fairness, it is erect. Some people think it's bad if pedophiles are allowed to live near schools, but it does reduce their carbon footprint. If you're scared of pedophiles, grow up. When my first girlfriend choked to death, it was a terrible blow. I had to finish myself off. There's a theory in comedy. The theory is, Lenny Bruce said it first, he said, the audience is a genius. You regulate comedy. You decide what is and what isn't funny. You decide what is and what isn't acceptable. I thought, well, we could put that to the test. Yeah, we could start gentle, work our way up and see at what stage you go, no. Well, we'll start gentle. I was raised Catholic. Any other Catholics in? Thank you. I was raised Catholic, and the thing that used to annoy me about church when I was a kid was all the standing up and sitting down and kneeling. I wish the priest could just pick a position and fuck me. Fine. Take it up. We'll take it up. Take it up, yeah? Take it up again. Okay. I bought some Viagra. Now, I didn't have a problem, but I thought, you know, I'll try it. And I was reading, because it's a medication, you have to take these things seriously. So I was reading the side of the box of Viagra, and it said, keep away from children. I thought, what kind of a man do they think I am? That can't maintain an erection with a child. Up and up, up again. Okay. Some common myths. There's some bullshits, but a lot of common myths on the internet. Just bullshit. It's just bullshit is all it is. The best lubricant for anal sex is not tears. It's blood. So obvious. I saw the chief of the New York City police on the news. He said, we will never forget 9/11. I thought, I should hope not. It's your phone number. Up again. Up another one. Okay. If only Africa had more mosquito nets, then every year we could save millions of mosquitoes from dying needlessly of AIDS. No, more? Okay, more. More. Fine. Say what you like about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They can work to a deadline. It feels like you are unoffendable, ladies and gentlemen. Fine, you win. You know what? You know that theory in show business, people say, leave them wanting more? I think that's a bad idea. I think I should leave you going, thank God that is over. Okay, so relationships, right? There's lots of people in relationships here. What's the age gap between you two guys? Huh? 6 years. Okay, well, that's pretty reasonable. That's the same generation. The reason I ask is because people have different opinions. Some people think, oh, you need to be, like, in the same class, exactly the same age, and you get on better. Some people think, well, if there's 10, 15, 20 years between you, it doesn't matter because love conquers all. All I know for sure is this. I think you know a girl is too young for you if you're having to make the aeroplane noise to get your cock in her mouth. That's when you know. Here comes the train into the tunnel. Take it up again, yeah? Yeah, sure. I said to my girlfriend, I said, do you want to experiment with a role play rape fantasy? She said, no. I said, that's the spirit. Now, I realise I am very politically incorrect, but actually, being politically correct, being very right on and politically correct, can actually blow up much more spectacularly in your face than any joke ever could. I was going to tell you a story about this. It's quite a long story, but it's a doozy. Do you want to hear it? Okay, so it concerns a friend of mine that runs a comedy club in central London. And he was running this club in central London about 10 years ago. He put on a night of American stand-up comedy. So he booked 3 American comedians. He put them all on the bill that night. They got hot dogs and Budweisers, and they had a night of American comedy. Now, all you need to know about this guy that runs the club is he's a super right-on guy. If there's a protest march to go on, he's on the march holding a placard. If there's a petition to sign, he's emailing me the petition and all his other friends the petition. He's a very involved political right-on member of society. He's a great guy. So he runs this club. I'm there on this night, sat at the back with him, watching the comedy. The first comedian goes up on this night of American comedy in London, and he's a black American comic from New York City, and he does what I would describe as an Uncle Tom routine. Basically, all of his jokes were racist. All of his jokes were based on negative racist stereotypes. And the audience laughed. I mean, he was a funny guy, and I guess they thought it was okay for him to make racist jokes, and they went with it that night. And he probably did half an hour on stage. He got a big round of applause at the end. He was very good with the audience, but he was telling racist jokes. And he left, and there was a big applause, and he went back into the green room backstage. My friend, the guy that runs the club, went straight from the back of the room to the green room, and he went up to him, and he said, look, you'll get paid for tonight's gig, but you would not be welcome back at my club telling those kind of jokes. I think it's racist. I think it's wrong. I don't think it makes it okay for you to tell racist jokes just because you're a black guy. I think, if anything, it makes it worse. It denigrates the struggle of the African-American people. And you can never say no one's told you so, because I'm telling you right now, it's racist and it's wrong. And the comedian said, when you're right, you're right. I agree. But I'm the other black comic. I haven't been on yet. Genuinely true story. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd be Jimmy Carr. Thank you very much indeed. Cheers. Thank you.